The recession is hitting home at the University of Alaska. University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor Brian Rogers says university investment funds have suffered in line with the worldwide decline in stock values.
And what that means over the next couple of years is less money available to pay out of the endowments for scholarship or for program support. The same thing has happened in terms of the university's land grant trust fund, which supports the UA Scholars Program and other programs on campus.
Rogers says the state retirement system that most university employees participate in has also seen investment declines. He says that's already affecting individual employees.
Some are choosing to delay retirement. We've had a couple departments already report that faculty or staff who were planning to retire in 2009 will be deferring it because they no longer can afford to retire.
Rogers says the upcoming year will also likely see lean state spending on the university. He says the draft budget released by Governor Palin this week splits the difference between responding to a poor state revenue forecast and needs at the university. Rogers says no internal operational cuts have been made at the university so far, and there is one bright side to the economic downturn.
One of the things we know is that many people go back to school when they're out of work. We know other states have significant declines in their budgets, and so we expect to see an increase in the number of students next year. And to some extent, the tuition paid by additional students will help offset some of our other reductions.
Rogers says while prospective student college savings plans have suffered declines, he says the state legislature has increased contributions to statewide needs-based scholarship programs in recent years.